Okay, so hopefully this will be like a one-time occurrence, just to try to work out the times with Maariv. So just to review what we were saying yesterday on Tesvav Amid Beis, or Meir L'Taim Beidam R'Tumas Mashkin B'Tamei Acherim D'Rabbanan, that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. Rav Yosef L'Taim Beidam R'Tumas Mashkin B'Tamei Acherim D'Oraisa Tanya Safik Mashkin L'Tamei Tamei. That's a suffix deraisa lachom. L'tamei acherim tahar devi Reb Meir. That's a suffix derabanan. V'chenai Reb Elazar Omer kedvarav. Reb Yehuda Omer lechol tamei. Everything it's tamei. We're always going to relate to it as a suffix deraisa. Reb Yosi Reb Shimon Omerim lochlin tameim lechelim taharin. So as we said yesterday, that's a really important case because it tells us that when we evaluate the suffix tuma, whether it's a deraisa derabanan, we take a holistic perspective. When we look at the potential recipient of the tuma, so the Gemara says, "V'savra Reb Elazar Mashkin v'esul tumel ba'olam v'atani Reb Elazar omerin tumel mashkin kol ikar." That it sounds like mashkin are completely outside of the world of tuma in terms of being able to conduct tuma, and even in terms of being able to contract tuma. Now it's going to be hard to escape from the pasuk, where the pasuk talks about v'chiyu tan mayim al zera that they're machshir ochel in the kabel tuma, but. Ain tumal mashkin kolikar teda shere heid Yosi ben Yehuda yistreda al ayil kimtza dachan, meaning that it's completely tahor. That's a kind of a chagav al mashkin beis bim bechaya dachan and the mashkim, the dam and the mayim that were in the base of mikdash that they're tahor. So hani chalish modamar dachan mil tamei tumas acherim aval tumas atzman yesh lahen shapir. So according to Shmuel, we can make sense of this because he understood that Rabbi Lazar wasn't saying that they're completely nifka from the world of Tumah and Tahara. They just aren't Tumah conductors, but they are Tumah contractors. And that could be what Rabbi Lazar was quoted as saying before, right? Like Rabbi Meir, that they can become Tameh, but we're not worried about them conducting Tumah to others. Ela l'Rav, but according to Rav, the Amar Dachan Mamish, that not only are they not conductors, but they're not contractors either, my Igal Meimar. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Achada v'hatva kedvarav ka'amar d'nefishi. V'od v'ha v'chein ketani kashem. So the Gemara says, well, maybe, you know, he was expressing not necessarily the view that he thought was true of Rabbi Lazar, but that this was this, a view that he was citing outside of that tradition. So the Gemara says, no, that doesn't seem to fit in the words. V'ha devarav ka'amar. So the Gemara assumes that that's a kasha. So Gufa, so the Gemara wants to look into this a little bit further. This machlokes about the status of Tumas Mashkin as contractors, as conductors for Rav and Shmuel. So Rav Amar Dachan Ma'amish Shmuel Amar Dachan L'tami Tumas Acherim. They're not conductors, but they are contractors of Tumas Vol Tumas Atzman Yeshlam. So Rav Amar Dachan Ma'amish, that were the really nifka from the Olam HaTuma. So Kasavar Tumas Mashkin D'Rabbanan V'chigaz Rabbanan. That's Rashi explains because of Hefseid Kachim. Shmuel Amar, Dachan Militami Tumas Acherim, Hol Tumas Atzman Yesh Lahen. They are capable of contracting Tuma the Deraisa level. Kasavar Tumas Mashkin Atzman Deraisa, Litami Acherim Derabanan, Vichigaz Rabanan, Mashkin De Alma, Mashkin Basmi Bechaya Logazar, the rabbinic legislation that said that they are capable of conducting Tuma was never applied to Mashkin Beis Mibachaya, the dam that's in the Beis HaMikdash, and the water that's in the Beis HaMikdash, etc. Okay. V'chilo gazer abanu l'tui ha'cherval, Tumas Atzman yesh lehen, again, on the Daraisa level. Samar le Rav Huna bar Chinela l'vrei, ki ayel sakame d'Rav Papa rami lei. So you have to ask him about this issue. Mi'amer Shmuel, dachan v'tami Tumas Acherim, aval Tumas Atzman yesh lehen, b'kari kan, V'abasar asher yiga b'chol tamei. Sounds like it includes mashkin. Sounds like they can conduct. Lo ye'achel. Amar Rav Shisha b'ed Ravidi midi dahava revi'i b'kodesh. So Rav Shisha answers this question. He says, no, this is only talking about a revi'i b'kodesh. So Rashi explains, midi dahava revi'i b'kodesh to atzmo pasol ve'eno mitamei kodesh. Okay, so that it itself is pasul, a revi b'kodesh, but we know that it is not a conductor. So that's what the pasuk means to say. It sets up that model for Tumas Mashkim, that it is a contractor, but it's not a conductor, so that we would say it's pasul. So maskifla rev ashi revi b'kodesh lo ikri tamei, right? Then he would call it pasul, because tamei, as we've said up until now, implies not just that it happens to have contracted tuma itself, but that it conducts tuma. Hai ikri tame kashas. The Gemara says that's a difficulty. So it's really interesting, just to pause, probably should have spent a little bit more time on this originally, that the halachic definition of the word tame, as it appears in the Chumash, means not only, you know, contraction, but conduction as well. That is the referendum on tuma. So tashma b'chol mashka asher yishata b'chol kli itma, mayitma, according to this view, then even Tumas Mashkin may itself not be Daraisa. So Hichshir, it's Machshir as Ha'ochem the Kabbalatim. So Hichshir may raise the Krosh Amislei. Mikol Ochel Asher Yi'achel. So the Gemara says, no, you need two drashos. Chad Bitulushin v'chad Mechubar Nutzrich. Yashmin and Bitulushin, that means Mashkin in a clear, capable of being Machshir as Ha'zera, as Ha'ochel the Kabbalatim. Mishum Dach Shevinu, because you took the time to fill it up. So that's why it's Machshir as Ha'ochel HaKabal Tumma. Avo Mechubarin, if something's just in the stream, aim alo. V'yitana Mechubarin, Mishum Dekayim V'duchtayu Chashivi. So the Chashiva stems from the fact that they're in their indigenous location. Avo Tulushin, aim alo, it's Rechi. But if it was filled up in a pot and you dipped an apple into water in a pot, so maybe that you wouldn't have thought it's Machshir, the Tapuach, L'Kabal Tumma. So the Bali Atosos understand Tulushin and Mechubarin, a little bit of a different sense. They have a big chiddush. This is the Tosas of Chad B'Tulushin and Chad Mechubarin. So the Bali Tosas say, Aval im naga be'odah b'mayim eino mukhshar. That it's an interesting idea that if the ochal falls into a natural body of water and you would pull it out, so of course we'd all agree that once it's tulush from that natural body of water, that it's mukhshar l'kabel tumma. But the interesting question is, let's say it's still there, and then and then the Davar Tameh comes into contact with it. Did the Davar Tameh actually conduct Tumba to the apple? So that's a really interesting idea, because we talk about Mashkin as a Machshir, so maybe it's only a Machshir once it's done, quote-unquote, with its contact with the object. But if the apple is still in the lake or whatever it is, it's still in the Yayin, so maybe it's not really capable of contracting Tumba yet because it's still in contact with the Davar HaMachshir. Very fascinating thing. Is it the contact with the Mayim, or the contact and then the exit from the Mayim? That's a really interesting point that the Bali Tosfos are raising. So Tashma Ach Mayan Ubor Mikve Mayim Yetahor Mayetahor Mitumaso. So that sounds like natural bodies of water are not going to be Machshir, says our Lakabal Tamatlushin. Mimachshir Ram Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Mashkin Beis Mikdachaya Lodayon Shein Dachan. Ela she'ein machshirin. Really? So tirgam al dam. This is an exception. Rabbi Chiya bar Amar Rabbi Yochanan minayim the dam kachim she'no machshir. That it's only the dam chulin. Even though anatomically it's obviously the same blood, right? Type O. Shenemar al ha'aretz tishbechanu kamayim dam she'nishbach kamayim machshir. Very interesting idea. Dam she'eno nishbach kamayim eino machshir. That blood which, you know, it goes on to the Mizbeach, is not going to be Machshir. The only thing which is Machshir, Sa'ochon, the Kabel Tuma, is the blood of Chulin, where there's no protocol. So the Bali Atosos wonder, they say, okay, so where should Dam Chaya V'Of fall into the equation? Is it Al-Artish B'Chanu Kamayim? Is it like Mayim? But, or does the fact that it requires Kisui, does that make it more like Dam Kachim? It's a really interesting question. Is that kind of the Avodas Adam for Chaya and Oph? So Tosas is Masik in the direction that it really is Kamayim. And that's a version of Al Aretz Tishbechanu Kamayim, even though there's a mitzvah of Kisoy Adam. But I think the question is actually a very fascinating one. Maskevler of Shmuel Bar Ami Hare Dam HaTamtitz. Okay, Dam Tamtitz, not the Dam Shenefesh Yotzebo. The Nishbach Kamayim. Ve'eno machshir, and yet it is not a machshir as a ochel the kabbalatum. So the observer halach adam tamtis, the afilu bechulin nami lo machshir. We don't really consider it to be beged their dam. So kibli me rav shmuel barami dem rachmana rak chazak vilchti achol hadam ki adam o nefesh dam she nefesh yotzi bo karoy dam she no nefesh yotzi bo eno karoy dam. It's just mufkaf mitaraz dam tashma dam she nitma. Uzirako b'shogeg hurtza b'mezer the hurtza. So that's what the tzitz is for. Now here when we say hurtza, what we don't mean is that the kohanim can then eat the basar. That would be an iser d'oraisa. The tzitz is not mevatza in terms of overwhelming to be docha an iser d'oraisa. Rashi says, "Ein tzitz v'tar v'docha lo sase d'ava basar asher yiga v'chol tamei lo yi'achel." But this is an exception to the rule of a kohanim ochlin, that by the miskaprim here, the kohanim cannot possibly be ochel, but the by them are still miskaprim through the tzitz. Okay. That's it, if it's b'shogeg. B'meizid lo hurtza. So midir rabbanon, the Gemara says, the truth is that's only a din der rabbanon. Udilo ki Rabbi Yosi ben Yoezer ish tzreda. And this is obviously not the view of Rabbi Yosi ben Yoezer ish tzreda that we saw in Amud Aleph. Rashi says, because saraitana da mashki beis b'chaya nami gazer, that we extended the gzera all the way to the dam and the mayim, the beis mit b'chaya. So tashma, al meh hatzitz meratz al hadam, al basar, al achelev, shenitma, bein b'shogeg, bein b'meis, it doesn't sound like it's just b'shogeg, bein bonus, bein meratz, bein miyachad, im tzibur. So the Gemara responds, again, that's only midir rabbanan, udlo kirubi yosi ben yuazer ish tzreda, who assumes that that takana dir rabbanan was never meant to be applied to the beis mikbechaya. So tashma, this is in the context of the tzitz, v'nasa aharon, es avon hakadashim chiz avon no same avon pigal rekor nemar lo yirat same avon nosar harik ver nemar lo yichashev avon nosar avon tuma. And why should we more make el and tuma than we are with pigal and nosar shehutra michlala b'tzibur? Because there are many cases where we treat tuma more lightly, tuma hutra b'tzibur. So my love tuma's dam, so we're talking about the tuma that the dam itself contracts. I'm rapapa lo tumas kematzim. We're talking about the komets haminchot. So Rashi explains, what in the world is the connection between dam and kemitza? He says, well, they really do the same thing. That dam is zrika sadam. In the world of the avodas hakorbanos is the same as kemitza hamincha in the world of menachos. Right? That is the critical stage in the avoda. Rashi says, komets matir hamincha kedam matir sazeva. V'chol ha-kapara tluyabo. It's the critical stage. Satashma, this is Pasuk in Chagai, hein yisa ish basar kodesh b'chnat b'gdo, v'nagabi chnafo el halachem, v'el hanazid, v'el hayayin, v'el hashemen, v'el kol ma'achal ha-yikdash, v'yanu ha-kohanim v'yomeru lo. The Kohanim said that no, it doesn't conduct tumah. So Amarav ishtabish kohani, that the kohanim made a mistake. So Rashi explains that Chagai was sort of testing them. Ishtabish kohani shetiyu revii bakodesh. They're saying that really it isn't possible. So Alma yain v'shemen demashki beisvi b'chayinu u'mitamu. Really, it is mitamu. V'tumas mashki d'rabbanan hamar to lo gazer alayu. And if it was only a dinder abanan, as opposed to saying that it actually contracts tumma on a daraisa level, this is akasha on Rav, because we're adopting, appears like we're adopting Shmuel Shita for now, that it contracted tumma on a daraisa level. So inami, if you want to say it this way, but tumma is darabanan kabadik lehu chagai lekohane, that chagai was actually testing them about tumma darabanan, so it wouldn't necessarily be akasha against Rav, because he could argue, yeah, there's no tumma daraisa, there's no tumma darabanan. There's still another problem for Rav. Kasha the Rav, Damar Dach and Mamish. The Kol Shekain, Ibe Daraisa Kamishtai Kasha the Rav. So it'll obviously be worse if you know you're talking about the Yayin and the Shemen having contracted Tumah Daraisa. Vaha, but even if you're talking about only Tumah Darabanan, Vaha lakalameimar midirabana duel Yosef and Yoesher takra lo palik, because it's a pasuk in Tanakh, so it can't possibly, you know, say that only it's one sheet in the Tanai. And Damasha de Isalayotuma Ida Raisa Idirabana. So again, you know, if you want to say that it's Tama de Raisa, so then it's really a problem for Rav. And again, Rav wanted to say, you know, in Ben Mataras Tama Kalikar, our Shmuel says no, they're just not Tama conductors, but of course they are Tama contractors. But if you want to say that we're talking about the status of Tamei Derabanan, nonetheless, you can't say, well, yeah, you know, we don't, this is obviously an outlying view. It's in the Shaloka Devi Rabbi Yossi Ben Yoezer that we weren't gozer on Mashkin Beis Mizbechaya, because who's going to argue on an explicit pasuk that says the Takana Derabanan includes the Mashkin of Kachim? Okay.
Very good. So again, the fundamental issue at stake here that we're trying to pin down is the nature of a davar tamei. You know, for something to be considered tamei, does it have to be capable of conducting tuma, or is it enough to say that it is capable of contracting tuma? And when it comes to mashkin, there are basically three different perspectives that we have. The first perspective is to say that they're absolutely part of the world of tuma and tahara, and that they're capable of contracting tuma on a daraisa level, and they're even capable of conducting tuma on a derabanan level, and we shouldn't be so surprised, because after all, they're machshir as ha'ochel lekabel tuma mida araisa v'chiyut an mayim al zera. Now, the Balei HaTosos did raise an interesting question. What is the nature of that hechshir? How should we think about that process of hechshir lekabel tuma? Should we think about that as just an exposure? In which case, if something, you know, came into contact with an apple in a river, so that apple could possibly become tamei, or might we look at it a little bit differently and say that it actually has to have come into contact with the liquid and no longer be in the liquid? Okay, but anyway, that's one perspective. That's the perspective of Shmuel. The perspective of Rav is to say that largely, mashkin are outside of the normal world of tuma and tara. They're certainly not capable of conducting tuma, and they are capable of contracting tuma, but only midrabanan. And we're going to be very selective in terms of how we apply the notion of them contracting tuma on a derabanan level. It's not going to apply where there's hefsed kadshim at stake. Mashkin basement b'chaya. So that would be like a second perspective, that there is a din of tuma derabanan at least. Another perspective would be to say, no, mashkin, as we said earlier, are alulin. They're even more part of the world of tuma. They're machshir as hazara lekabel tuma, one. Two, they're capable of contracting tuma on the daraisa level. And maybe they're even capable of conducting tuma on the d'oraisa level. V'harei, don't look any further than Zav. Zav is an avha tuma d'oraisa. It's obviously a flow. And so why should mashkin be any different? So those would be like three different paradigms of thinking about tumas mashkin. Just again, two other points. When the tzitz is meratza, we talk about being miratza lebailim so that they're yatsu, they're chiyuv, but and that's not going to do anything about the achila that would otherwise be implicated. Okay, so that's a very, very, very considerable and important point. So we want to recall that. And then the relationship between kemitza is to menachos, is dam is to korbanos. So Rashi uses the language of kol hakapara tluya ba. That it's everything in terms of the avodas hakarban, and indeed, amongst many other halachos that are going to be tola on the either dam, you know, in the world of korbanos, and kemitza, you know, in the world of menachos. So obviously, it's going to function, you know, as the matir for everything in terms of the world of achila, you know, zarkin es hadam, and then a person would be able to do the achila. The definition of dam in terms of v'chiyut an mayim al zera, in terms of being machshir l'kabel tuma, so that's a very important discussion. We were mechalik between dam kadshim and dam chulin, and we were also mechalik between dam shen nefesh yotzeba versus dam shen nefesh yotzeba dam tamtis, etc. So those are also very important considerations. And one of the nafkamina that we explored is what would we say about the dam of a chaya and an oaf? Now, it obviously doesn't go into the mizbeach, right? And so, you know, you can make the argument, which is the maskan of Tosos, al aretz tishpachanu kamayim, is actually relevant to the dam of a chaya and an oaf. That is indeed our maskana. Or, you know, one could say that, you know, maybe when it comes to kisoy hadam, that it's kind of like an avodas hadam in its own right. It's a special kind of an avodas hadam. And it's not al haaretz tishpachanu kamayim. You have to do kisui, you know, in terms of the kisui below and kisui above. And that's a kind of an avoda of the dam
altogether. So, you know, that's something to be considered in terms of one's approach to Kisoy Hadam. How much does one see this as sort of avoda outside of the Beis HaMikdash? How much does one see this as Stam Mitzvah, but it's still within the Geder, broadly speaking, of Al Aretz Tishpachenu Kamayim, that, you know, we put it down on the ground, if not literally on the ground, then right above a level of sand. So that's obviously what that issue is a referendum all about. Okay, so let's hold it up here. Again, hopefully this is just a one-time thing. I just have to figure out a way to work out this schedule with the Marv and the Shul and our Bikias. All right, everybody have a wonderful evening.